Director F. Gary Gray's film, Straight Outta Compton, named for the rap group N.W.A.'s 1988 album, is not your typical biodrama. In addition to the usual insights into the background of notable individuals, Straight Outta Compton encourages viewers to reconsider traditional presentations of gangster rap and in the process challenges the viewer to reflect on his or her ideas and beliefs. This provocative film chronicles the rise of foundational West Coast rap and hip-hop group N.W.A. The story begins in the mid-1980s and focuses on Eric Wright, a.k.a. Eazy-E, Andre Young, better known as Dr. Dre, and O'Shea Jackson, known to most of us as Ice Cube, as they grow from teenagers trying to make a name for themselves in their local community into international music superstars. The viewer gains insights into the beginnings of hip-hop and rap with the early days of the gangster rap group N.W.A., as well as the creation of Ruthless Records and Death Row Records, both early recording companies dedicated to this new musical movement. Part of what makes Straight Outta Compton so worth watching is the cast. Corey Hawkins as Dr. Dre beautifully portrays a young man who is eager and passionate to pursue his dreams of success in the music world, but is disillusioned by the greed of the very people he trusted. O'Shea Jackson Jr. as Ice Cube does a great job of giving the audience the rough and perhaps violent persona of his father, while at the same time showing some of the naivete and lack of world knowledge that led some people in the music world to try to take advantage of Ice Cube and his cronies. Others in the cast provide equally strong performances that, along with the screenplay and direction, make this a very strong film. The other piece that completes this film is the soundtrack. I can't say this is the music I chose or currently choose to listen to, but it is a good listen, especially with the backstory provided for the songs. Understanding their origins adds interest and dimension to the music no matter what your particular tastes are. What I found particularly compelling, as a middle-aged white woman, is that Straight Outta Compton provides the viewer with a peek into the lives of young black men in Compton, California in the 1980s and 90s. A view that is not at all hard to believe if one just reads today's headlines. Having lived near Compton, although in a totally different type of neighborhood during the time period of the film, I can easily believe it is an accurate enough portrayal and one I was very interested in seeing, since it provides the other side of the rather biased stories with which we were presented on the local newscasts. The film does not portray any of these men as being angels, but one possible flaw of this film may be that some of the more violent transgressions of these men were left out of the film. A flaw, perhaps, but the purpose of the film, as I saw it, was to put the music into perspective, a perspective that escapes most of us because of where we live and how our lives play out on a daily basis. Was the music and its lyrics meant to incite violence, as we might have been led to believe at the time, or was it a means for trying to explain what these musicians' lives were like? I have to admit, the latter is not a question I ask myself when songs, such as one in particular, sorry, but I can't say the title, on the 1988 Straight Outta Compton record were released. Does the film Straight Outta Compton provide the viewer with the absolute truth? Can any film about a part of history do that? Probably not, given that all of us, as well as all the storytellers, come to the table with our own biases. What this film does do, however, is to make the viewer stop and think by presenting a side of these men's lives that was not presented at the time they were creating their music. Despite any flaws this film may have, it does succeed in provoking thoughts and questions, making the film more than worth the price of admission and the time to watch it. Straight Outta Compton is rated R for language, strong sexuality, nudity, violence, and drug use, and is a very watchable 147 minutes in length. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is fun and fascinating.